Okay, today we are going to continue in the seventh parak of Maseches Pesachim, and we are going to learn Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud today of the seventh parak of Maseches Pesachim. So Mishnah Tes discusses when to burn a carbon Pesach that became Tamei. So a Pesach sheyatzah ushenitma. If let's say a carbon Pesach became pasul because you took it outside of Yerushalayim, so that pasul is a carbon Pesach. You're only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim, and if any part of it was taken outside of Yerushalayim, it pasuls the carbon. You have to burn it, or it became Tamei. And that's why you have to burn it. So you sarv miad. You should burn it right away on erev Pesach. Nitmu habaylim o shemesu. But if the owners of the carbon became tamei, or the owners died on erev Pesach, and that's why it became pasul, because there's no owners anymore. There's no one to eat that carbon anymore. Tu ubar tu raso. Then you have to let the appearance of the carbon change before you burn it. Meaning you don't burn it right away. You have to let the meat become different. So how does it become different? You leave it overnight and it becomes nosar, because a pasul of carbon can be burnt only when there's a psul in the guf of the carbon. A Pesach that has no one to eat it is pasul, but only not because of anything inherent in the actual chefza of the carbon. It's a problem that there's no owner. So even though you're not allowed to eat it, you can't burn it either, because the carbon inherently is fine. So you have to let it develop into something that becomes pasul, like nosar. And then you'll burn it on the 16th day of Nisan, what's otherwise known as the second day of Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer, Avze Yisarev Miyad. Then no, even if the owners died, you could burn it right away on Erev Pesach, Lefisha Inlo Ochlin, because there's no one to eat it. So according to Rabbi Yochanan Broka, that's considered a psul in the guf of the carbon, even though it's not really physical to the carbon itself. If the owner became a psul before the Zrika Saddam, so that's a psul in the guf of the carbon, because the meat of the carbon only becomes roy to be eaten once you have a zrika sadam on the mizbeach. So if you have something that prevents a zrika sadam from happening, so then that's considered a psul in the guf of the carbon. Okay, so now we move on to Mishnah Yud. The meat of a carbon Pesach has to be eaten dafka at the Seder, right, in the first night of Pesach, and you can't be nosar. You're not allowed to leave it past the first night, and if you do, that's nosar. It has to be burnt. But parts of the carbon that can't be eaten, either because they're not edible parts of the carbon or that it's osur to eat them, they don't have to be burnt, and you could just chuck them, you could just throw them out. So the Mishnah talks about which parts of the animal have to be burnt and when they have to be burnt. Hatzamos va'gidin, bones of the carbon Pesach that have edible marrow inside of them, or gidin that people typically would not eat, they're parts of the animal that are like sinews, that are nerves and things like that. So they're the ones that are edible, you have to eat, and you only burn them if they become nosar. The ones that are not edible, you throw them out. So the Mishnah tells me that seems to be telling me that sinews, that gidin, are always burnt. That must be referring to the gidanasha, where it's asur to eat. So the fat on the gidanasha is mutter. The shomen agid is mutter mida oraisa. However, we don't eat that either. So since it's mutter midaraisa, that you're going to have to burn just like you would any other meat that you didn't eat. So anyway, ha'atzamos va'agidin va'nosar yisorfu b'shishasar. You burn on the second day of Pesach, the first day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael, not on the first day of Pesach, not on Yom Tov. Chal shishasar lios b'shabbos, but if that day happens to be Shabbos, meaning the first day of Pesach was Friday, so the second day is a Shabbos, so then you sarfu b'shiva, so then you'll burn on the 17th day of Nisan. Lefi shein nedoche, no es haShabbos, so it's Yom Tov, because the mitzvah to burn leftovers is not doche Shabbos, nor is it doche Yom Tov. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Tes, we learned that a Pesach that was brought outside of Yerushalayim or became Tamei should be burnt immediately, but if the problem was not with the carbon, the problem was with the Bailim, that the Bailim became Tamei, or the Bailim died, then you have to wait till the next day to burn it. Rabbi Yochanan Broka says, no, even in that case, you could burn it immediately, because that's considered a problem in the guf ha-karban. Then Mishnah Yud taught us that if you have bones or sinews or leftover meat that you didn't eat, you burn that on the second day of Pesach. But if the second day of Pesach is Shabbos, you wait till the third day of Pesach, because burning these parts of the animal is not something that's permissible to do on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnayos, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis.